daf is Nida daf Samach Beis. We are holding on daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. It says the Mishnah, Shiva Samanin Mavirin Alakasim. There are seven detergents that a person could use to try to wash out a stain. And after using these seven detergents, the stain is not going to be a problem of Tumah anymore. The seven detergents are, and Rashi points out, Mavirin Alakasim She'ein Hadam Batel Ad She'aviru Kula Nalav. That the dam is not going to be Batel until you've used all these seven detergents on the dam in order to be mevatel the dam. We'll see what that means. But so what are these seven detergents? Rok tafel, raw saliva. We'll see in the Mishnah already, it's going to define what rok tafel means. Umei grisin and bean water. Umei raglayim and urine. V'neser, uboris, kamunya, and ashleg. And these four other detergents called neser, boris, kamunya, and ashleg. So these are the seven detergents that if you use them, they will get rid of a kesem. So machlokes rishonim, with this bedika of shiva sab Manim works even l'tayra l'bayla, it will work even to make her tahara l'bayla, or maybe it's only a din in taharos, but it's not going to work to be matara her l'bayla. The Rambam Shita Nisuribiya Perktes Halacha Lamed Vav, the Rambam writes, and this is agreed upon by the Rashba and the Ritva, that any time you were mavir shiva sammanim, any time you use these shiva sammanim and the stain remains like it was and it is not removed, then she's going to be tahara af l'bayla. She's going to be tahara even for her husband, because that's a raya that it's not dam, it must be a dye. A dye doesn't necessarily get removed by these seven detergents. These seven detergents are tried and tested. They remove dam. They remove dam nida. Something is only a dye. It's not going to be removed by the shiva sammanim. So if it's legabe taros, we're going to say that it's considered seva and that it's not considered dam and that it's going to be tahar. So kolshkin legabe baila, we're going to be told that it's seva, because after all ksamim are only drabanan. So if we're willing to be makel the dine taros, which are dinim daraisa, for sure we're going to be makel the baila, where the whole issue of finding a stain in the first place is only an issue mitra. Now, within the sheet of the Rambam, there is a machlokas, calls man that you didn't use the shiva sammanim, what do you assume? Is she tamei labailu or not? The Rambam writes, kol kesema nimtza la beged she'ein lo bame yitle. Any stain you find on a beged that you have nothing to be told of the stain on, einu mitamei achi yodea shuhu dam. It's not going to be tamei unless you know that it's dam. So from the lashon of the Rambam, it sounds that so long as you didn't use these seven detergents, she's going to be tahora labaila. And you don't have to be choshesh that she's tamei labaila, unless you use the seven detergents and they worked. If you use the seven detergents and remove the stain, then you realize that it must have been dam, and then we're going to say that that we're going to be machmir labaila. But kolzman that you haven't used those seven detergents, so you don't have to assume that she's tamea. That's how the Ravid and the Rashba understand the Shitas HaRambam. However, the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam that even the Rambam is moda that a kesem that is not yet clear to you, if it's dam or it's tseva, if it's actual blood, or it's just a dye, is going to be tamei misafik. She's going to be tamei misafik labaila. Now, what about the fact that some are midrabanan? So shouldn't we say safik drabanan lakula? So he says, no, because this is a safik that's afshel barer. It's a safik that you could easily clarify. So you can't rely on safik drabanan lakula. You have to clarify the safik. The Rashba himself holds that if you were mavir the shiva sammanim and the stain remains there, so she's tahora labaila. Nevertheless, kolzman that you're not mavi the shiva sammanim, she's tamei labaila b'toras vaday v'lo b'toras safek. The Rashba says if you haven't used the shiva sammanim yet, she's considered tamei b'toras vaday, not only b'toras safek. But all that is the shitas harambam and the shitas harashba and the ritva. However, on the other side of the fence, you have the Ramban and the Ravid and the Ran and the Agos Maimonios in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha that say as follows, that this idea of Havar Shiva Sammanim only works for Taharos to be Metar the Beged. I want to know, is this Beged Tamei? Is this Beged Tahar? So if I use these seven detergents and the seven detergents remove the stain, so then this Beged is Tamei because that stain must have been blood. If the seven detergents do not remove the stain, so ironically, when the stain is stronger and it does not get removed, that's a raya that it's Tahar, because then it must be a dye, and a dye sticks to the garment much, much stronger. It works legabe taros. However, lebaila, she's always going to be tamea, even after you use the Shiva Samanim and the stain remains there, you don't say, ah, it's just Seva, she's fine, Labaila. No, she's going to be Tamei Labaila, because it's not a real Birur Gamur. Meaning these seven detergents are an indicator, but they're not a Raya Gamura. It could be that it's Dam, and for whatever reason, the Shiva Samanim don't remove it. So, Legabitaros, we're going to be Matahir, even if it is Dam, because it's Tuma Balua, that's Eina Matama, meaning even though there's a chance that it's Dam, but it's so absorbed in the Beged, so maybe it no longer has the ability to be Matame, because it's completely absorbed in the Beged. But Legabe, the Tuma of the woman, has nothing to do with whether it's absorbed in the Beged. If we think this blood came from a woman, so then that woman is going to be Tumeya. So that's why the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rano, goes my money, Shem Rabbein Simcha, they all disagree with that first group of Rishon. Him, and they hold that Labaila were always going to be more Machmir. Frekt the Taz in the Simon in Shulchan Aruch Baksamim, Yardayasim Kuf Tzadi, Sivkat in Yurches, says according to the second Shita that we just quoted, that you cannot be Somech on Bedika Samanim for Baila, you can only be Somech for Taros, says, how does that make sense? Taros is more Chomer than Baila. How could we be Makel over here more by Taros than we are Labaila? After all, Ksamim are only Drabana. Labaila. For Taros, we're dealing with a Dinda Raisa. So does it make sense to be more Makil by the Dinda Raisa and more Machmir by the Dinda Rabbanan? So the Taz says, based on what it says in Beis Yosef, that only Legabe Bediko were Machmir by Taros more than Labaila. But to be Matir Labaila, we're Machmir Babaila more than we are Lataros. Because Labaila, there's Nisr Kares. Meaning, when the stakes are higher, Labaila. If she's Mutaris Labaila, if we are Matir her Labaila and we're wrong, it's going to be a violation of an Issur Kares. If we're Matir Rebegin and we're wrong, it's not going to be a violation of an Issur Kares. So since the stakes are higher, in certain areas we find that we're going to be more Machmir when it comes to Labaila than we will be when it comes to Lataros. Sidre Tara quotes from the Placey, from Venice Naipshitz, that the reason we're more Makel by Taros than we are Labaila is because Ramban holds that Shiva Samanim is not Mayid, that's not Dam, meaning being Mavir Shiva Samanim and having the stain remain is not a raya brura that it's a dye. Even if the stain remains, it could be that it is dam, but legabe taros, like we said before, it's tuma balua, and tuma balua is not metame. So it's a detail in the dine taros. It happens to be that when it's completely absorbed in the baguette, it's not going to be able to be metame. Good, so we have this basic machlokas rishon. Does shiva salmona work labaila? Doesn't only work lataros? And that's a major nafkamina for us, because we don't have taros anymore. We do have baila. We still have an issa. The Baila, that's the famous Kasha in the Kuzari, that if we're not knowing Tumantara anymore, why are we still knowing Nida? Because Nida is not only a Din in Tumantara, it's a Din in Isser Vaheter. So do we have this Din of Shiva Samanim? A woman finds a stain. When a woman comes with a Shailu with a stain, can we take these seven detergents? They should sell like a little packet, like the Tcheles people have a packet of the different chemicals you need to use in order to dye something. They should have a little packet of seven detergents. They could, and we should be able to check if you hold that. That it does work Labaila. But if you hold it doesn't work Labaila, then we understand why we don't do something like this. So what are we paskin? So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Yardeis and Kuf Tzadi, Si'if Lamed Aleph, paskins like those Rishonim that Shiva Samanim works, even the Tyra Labaila. If you can use Shiva Samanim and verify that that it's not removed, even with these seven detergents, then you know that it's not Dam, she's Tahora Labaila. Shulchan Aruch says, Matzah kesem ve'en lo bamed litlos, v'adavr mesupa kim hudam utzeva, ma'averes alav shiva samanim. Im amad be'en avarez etzeva v'tora, v'imena ma'averes alav t'meya misafek. If you don't use them, so then she's going to be t'meya misafek, but if you do use them, and you verify that it's tzeva, so then it's okay. So there actually are chemical tests. I once taught chassan classes to a doctor, a person who was already a practicing physician for many years, a little bit of an older chassan, and he said, why don't we just do the chemical test we do all the time to see if something is dam or something is not dam? We could just figure it out. So that similar issue to this Shiva Samanim. So why don't we rely on this Shiva Samanim anymore? Why don't we ever hear of anyone doing this? So the Mechaber writes, nowadays we don't have Havara Shiva Samanim because we're not Bekiyin B'Ktsas Mishmosam. We don't really know the identity of all of these Shiva Samarim that are highlighted in the Mishnah, that are identified in the Mishnah. The Torah Sashlamim, which is a commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardaya, writes that once the Mechaber paskins, that if you don't use the Shiva Samarim, if you didn't check it, she's Tmei Misafek. So what did we say before? That the Magen Mishnah explains, why is it Tmei Misafek? Shouldn't we say Safek Rabban Kula? Because it's a Safek that's Efshal Levarer. It's easy to be Mevarer the Safek, and that's why we can't rely on Safek Rabban Kula. But once Shulchan Aruch tells us that we don't know how to be Mevarer the Safek, says the Torah Sashlamim, so maybe we should to go back to Safek Rabban Kula and say, we don't know how to do the Shiva Samanim. So it's always Tmei Misafek prior to doing the Shiva Samanim. So we should say Safek Rabban Kula. That's the Torah Sashlamim, that it should always be Safek Rabban Kula. Unbelievable Chiddush that would obviously change the world of Ksamim significantly. So he writes in the name of the Levush that we're Machmir Misafek, because even though it's a Safek, you could argue Safek Rabban Kula, there is a concept called Safek Machmas Chesron Yediya. Sometimes something is a Safek because it's a Safek. Sometimes something is a Safek simply because we're not educated enough, because we don't know enough. So it's not just it's not an issue of we're educated, but we have a Safek in Halacha. It's a Safek which way our Das is Nota. It's just a Safek Machmas Chesron Yediya. We simply don't know enough of the Metzias. So that's not called a real Safek. Can't rely on Safek Rabban Lekula in such an instance. That's why La Halacha, we do not rely on Safek Rabban Lekula, nor do we use the Shiva Sammanim. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah now. So now that we've identified them, we're on the top line of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Hidbilu va'asal gabav taharos. Let's say you were matbil a beged, and then you allowed it to come in contact with taharos. Heavier love shiva samanim v'lo avar. And then you use the seven detergents, and the stain remains. So that's a raya that the stain is not blood, because these seven detergents remove blood. So reza tseva. So then it's just a dye. Hataharos taharos. Ve'no tzarech la'atbil. So the taros that you dealt with are taharos, and there's no need to be matbil the beged again, because this beged was never tamei. Now, why is it that when you're mavir the shiva samanim and the stain is not removed, why is it that we assume that it's tahar? So this is even though I've been keep on saying that, even though the Mishnah says harezat seva, and that's the part that I've been emphasizing, that it must not be dam, it's not abundantly clear. There's a machlokas rishonim why it is when you use the shiva samanim and the stain remains that the beged is going to be considered to be tahar. The Rashba writes that once the stain is not removed by these detergents, so like the Mishnah says, it's tseva, like we've been saying, it's a dye, and therefore it's tahara. That's how Rashi writes in Masech Sanhedrin. Now, Rishonim don't like this, because their kasha is, if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to mention vihitbilu, that you brought it to the mikvah? Even if you weren't matbilit previously, the taros would be taharos. Why do you have to mention that you were matbilit? It was never tamei. There was never any blood in this beged. It was only dye that was in this beged. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Magen Mishnah is miyashev, that the Rambam goes l'shitasa over here, right? This is how the Rambam passes as well, like the Shita of the Rashba. He says, this is the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam says, kolak sam tmein, mavirin alein shiva samanim v'achar kach bein avar akesem, bein lo avar madbilo v'tohar, shim lo avar klal harei utseva. Meaning the Rambam holds that any time it's efshar to be matbilit, even if the stain was not removed at all by the detergents, you should be matbil, because we're not somech beitaros to say that it's definitely a dye, even if it wasn't removed by the dyes, by the detergents, if it's possible to be tovel. Meaning the Rambam holds l'ravcha demilsa as an extra chumrah, it's appropriate to be tovel also. Meaning even though, yes, shiva samanim is the failure to remove the stain, even though you used all seven detergents, is a raya that it's not blood and that it's just a dye, but as an extra chumrah, the Rambam recommends we be tovel as well. So that's why the Mishnah says matbilin also. That's one approach in Rishonim. However, the Ravid in his Hasagos on the Rambam writes that the reason the Taharos are Taharos is not because we know for sure that it's a dye and that it's not blood. We don't know what it is. It could be blood, it could be a dye. But even if it's blood, the beged is tahar because it's tuma balua, which is not metame. Meaning it's now, once it's not removed, alidei shiva samanim, then even if it is blood, it must be so deeply entrenched and absorbed in the beged that it's considered tuma balua, that it's considered to be tuma that's completely absorbed and therefore no longer has the ability to be metame. Frek the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis on the Shita of the Ravid and Bayishvi Shar Harvi. Frek the Rashba, I don't understand. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah say Hare Zet Seva? The Mishnah makes a big point of saying this is a dye. No, according to the Ravid, I don't know, maybe a dye, may not be a dye, but even if it's blood, it's okay, because it's Tuma Balua. So why did the Mishnah have to give this reason of Hare Zet Seva? That's not what we're relying on. We're relying on the fact that it's Tuma Balua. So these are the weaknesses within each Perish, right? According to the Perish, that it's definitely Tseva, the question is, why do you even have to be Tovalit? Why does it have to mention that you're Matbilit in the first place? And according to the Shita of the Ravid, that it's not definitely Tseva, might be dumb, then why does the Mishnah say a raise at Tseva? So there's a weakness in either side. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Avar Oshadia, but let's say you use the seven detergents and the stain has been removed, or it's at least been dulled a little bit, it's been affected, Hareza Kesem. Then you know that must be blood. If it's affected by these seven detergents, then it's blood. Vataros Tameos with Tzarech La'atpil. So any Taros that came in contact with it is Tamei, and you need to be Matbil the Begin. Period. Now we start to identify what these Shiva Sammanim are. Eza Urok Tafel, what is raw saliva? Kol Shalotam Klum. It means when you wake up in the morning and you have that heavy, awful tasting saliva in your mouth before you've eaten anything, before you've brushed your teeth, that is the kind of saliva we're talking about that is potent enough to be one of these detergents. May Greason, what's May Greason? The Isas Greason Shalpul Chalukas Nefesh. It is one who swallow, who chews on these beans from the that have been separated from their shell. That's Chalukas Nefesh. Rashi says Shenechla Ka'ochel Min Aklipa, where the food is separated from the shell. You chew on this Greasas Apul, and then you take that already been chewed bean. The bean, and you will rub it on the stain. So that's the second of the seven detergents. Meiraglayim shechmitzu. Meiraglayim doesn't just mean stam urine; it means shechmitzu. It's been left out over time, and it's become even more disgusting, more potent. Let's call it than regular meiraglayim. Vitzarech lechaschei shalosh pa'am lekalecha ve'echad. Each of these detergents, you need to rub it into the garment three times. You need to just rub it together three different times, like you would when you're washing something. Now, if you use these seven detergents, but out of order, or you use them all at the same time, you make some sort of mixture of the Shiva Samanim, so then it's loss of lo klum, then you didn't use the Shiva Samanim. The Shiva Samanim have to be dafka in this order, dafka one by one. That's how the process has to be done. Now, the Mishnah identified the first three of the Shiva Sammanim. The Mishnah then told us the names of the other four, but it never helped us identify exactly what they are. It told us Neser, Boris, Kamunya, Va'ashlig. So the Gemara works on that part, works on what the identity, precise identity of these last four Shiva Sammanim are. Satana, Neser, Alexandris, Lo Neser, Antaftaris. Neser is the Alexandrian Neser and not the Antaftarian Neser. Okay, whatever that means. Boris, Amrav Yudah, Ze Ahala. Boris is Ahala. And again, not translating here because whatever we translate is a guess. And I don't even have a guess, but I'm sure our school might have a guess, but it's whatever we translate as a guess, the Shulchan Aruch says we don't know what they are. Shulchan Aruch says if we knew what they are, we would use them. So we don't use them because we don't know what they are. Vatanya haboris va'ahal, but doesn't the Brisa say boris and ahal as two separate items on the list? How can you say they're two separate items on the list if they're the same thing? Elamai boris kavrisa. So no, it must be boris is kavrisa. Uraminhi, but I'll ask you a stira on that as well. So we mentioned Boris on the list of things that is subject to the laws of Shemitah. V'i Boris Kavrisa, Mi'is L'Shvi'is. If Boris is Kavrisa, is there a dinim of Shemitah on Kavrisa? V'atnan is, doesn't the Mishnah tell us the rule is, Z'aklal, Kol Sheyesh Lo Iker, Yesh Lo Shvi'is, anything that has a root that stays in the ground is subject to Shemitah law. V'kol Sheyin Lo Iker, Ein Lo Shvi'is, and anything that doesn't have a root that stays in the ground is not subject to Shemitah law. And Boris is on the list of items that are subject to Shemitah law, yet Kavrisa does not have a root that stays in the ground. So how can you identify Boris as Kavrisa? Answer Gemara. Okay, let's go back to our first option. Elamai Boris, Ahala. Boris must mean what we said originally, Ahala. But we had a problem with that. Vatanya Boris va Ahal. But we said that Boris and Ahal are two separate items on the list. So how can you say that Boris is Ahal? Trey Gavni Ahala. There are two types of Ahala. Whatever it is, one of them is a Boris type of Ahala, one of them is Stam Ahala. So therefore, it's not a stira that they appear as two separate items on the list. Now Tosfos just points out that Rashi Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yudalid, when we give this rule about what is subject to Shemitah law, what's not subject to Shemitah law, Rashi, that anything that has a root that is subject to Shemitah law, Rashi says, what does it mean has a root? It has a root that stays in the ground throughout the winter, the summer, and the winter months. So says Tosfos, that's a very difficult thing to say. If that were true, then grain wouldn't be subject to Shemitah law, because grain doesn't have a root that stays in the ground during the winter time. So he says that Rashi is very difficult, and therefore better to say like Rashi over here. That means something that has no root whatsoever, ever in the ground. Like gafris, something that sort of grows only above ground and doesn't have any roots. That's what we talk about, ein lo ikar. Ein lo ikar doesn't mean it doesn't have a root throughout 365 days a year. It means it doesn't have a root at all. So Rashi over here, Tosfos prefers over the Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Kamunya, what is Kamunya? Which was the first word on this Amud. How do we identify that? Rav Yehuda Shlovdot. It's Shlovdot. Okay. Va'ashleg, and the final of the Yeshiva Samanim. Amr Shmuel Shaltinu L'Nuchusayam Va'amru Ashalga Shemei. He said, I asked the people traveling from abroad, and they told me that it's called Ashalga. U'mishtakach Beni Nikvi Marganisa. And it can be found between the holes of a pearl. U'mafkila B'ramtsa D'parzala. And you could remove it with Ramtsa the parzala, with some sort of heat, I think it is. So either that's the identity of this ashleg. Fine. Hitbilu va'asas. Now we go into the. Now that we've identified everything, again we don't know the identity of everything. But now that in at least in Bavel they identified everything and they were satisfied with their identification. So now we move on to the halacha. So the Mishnah said if they were matvi lebeged and they exposed it to taros and then they exposed it to the seven detergents and the stain was not removed, so then it must be that it's a dye, it's not blood, and everything is tahar. So Tan Rabban Hever Lo Shiva Saman Velo Avar Safun Va'avar Taros of Tameo. So let's say you use the Shiva Samanim and the stain was not removed, and then you use this other super detergent called Safun and the stain was removed. So then you have to assume that it was blood. If it was able to be removed, it must be blood, it must not be a dye. So says Gemara, no. Tzafen sevenami maver. This is a magical detergent. This could even remove a dye. This wouldn't only remove blood. You used Shivasad Manim, wasn't removed. So obviously it was a dye. It's not blood. You can't tell me that it's blood now just because it was removed by the super detergent, which isn't even on our list. So no, that's not what we said. Ela hevir lav shisha samanim lo'avar. No, the case was you used six out of the seven, and the stain didn't look like it was going anywhere. It still looked really strong. You didn't do the seventh one yet, and then instead of doing the seventh of the shiva samanim, hevir lav tzafan va'avar. Then you used this super detergent and it removed the stain. So taros of tameos, you have to still assume it's blood. Shem hevir shviya mitfila shema avar. Because maybe if you would not have used the super detergent as number seven, but you would have just used the regular seven detergent, it would have been Mavir the Kesem, and you never gave it a fair shot, and therefore you have to assume that it's actually Dam. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. If a person used Tzafon and it does not get removed, so do we assume it's Tamei or Tahar? Meaning, let's say I used the super detergent only, I didn't do the Shiva Samanim, and it's still there. So if it's still there, is that a raya that, look, if this is even stronger than the Shiva Samanim? So this is a Machlokas Achronim. The Marsha says that even if you use Tzafon and it does not get removed, we have to be machmir and assume it's dam, because it is not using the Shiva Samanim. Meaning, use the Shiva Samanim, then maybe it would have gotten removed. But Tzafon has different characteristics, and maybe does not necessarily remove it. However, the Rasha says, no, kavachomer. Davar pashut, that if you're mavir Tzafon, and it does not get removed, so that's a raya that it's got to be a dye and not dam. Because the Gemara seems to strongly imply that Tzafon is a super detergent. It works better than Shiva Samanim. So if Shiva Samanim, if after using Shiva Samanim, the stain would remain, you'd say, oh, it can't be Dam, because Dam would have been removed. Kalvachomer, after using tzofen and the stain remains, you would say that it can't be dam because dam would have been removed. So that's how the Rashash says. Okay, Tanya Idach, another brisa, four lines from the bottom of the page. Tanya Idach, Hevir lof shiva samanim lo avar, if a person is mavir shiva samanim and it does not get removed, shonan va'avar, and then you are mavir shiva samanim again, and this time the stain does get removed, you went for a second try, taros of taros. So you could assume that everything is tar, that it was a dye, that it's not a stain, that it's not blood. That's only the taros that the beged was exposed to between the first two washings. Aval taros of shenasu achat tchpos shniya taros of tmeos shari hikbir alava avar. But the taros that were done after the second washing, those are going to be tamei because you were makbid on it. Obviously, the fact that you did a second washing shows that you were makbid on it and it was avar and it was removed. So since it was removed, it's treated like dam because it's the derech of dam to be removed al yidei the sammanim. Right? Rashi says shari hikbir alav kisha chazer ve'aviran gilo daito shemakbir alav b'savik dam, that when you use it the second time, you're showing that you're makbid that it's savik dam and that you're makbid about it being there. And since it came off in the second time, so it actually acted like dam, because it's normal for dam to be removed, so therefore it has a din of dam, and the taros are now going to become tamei. Amli Rabbi Abba Ravashi, so Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, what? If I'm makbid, that makes something dam, the fact that I'm makbid on it being there. So he says, midi b'kpeid to tell you milsa. You think this depends on what I'm makbid on, what I'm not makbid on? If I'm makbid on it, then it's called dam. If I'm not makbid on it, it's not called dam. What does this have anything to do with hakpada? Amli in, he says, yes, this has everything to do with hakpada. Detanya, Rabbi Chiyo Omer, dam and nida, vadai. If you have dam nida, vadai, you know that something's definitely dam nida. Maver lav zayin sammanim u'mevatlo. You could use the shiva sammanim, and even if it's still there, it now becomes batal. You are now mevatal it into the beged. Vamai hadam nida hu. What do you mean? How could you say it's okay now? It's dam nida. You know it's dam nida, and it's still there. How could you say it's okay? Alma b'kpeid tali milsa. Apparently, it all depends on what you're makbid about. So achinami b'kpeid tali milsa. So over here also would depend on what you're makbid about. Meaning, it's not only about identifying something as dam or not being dam. Even if it is dam, if you're mevatel it, if you think that it doesn't matter, so then it becomes batel in the beggar and it's something that's irrelevant to the laws of tumah. Now, again, this is talking about the tumah, the beggar. It's not going to make the woman Tahora, because we don't care about the blood in the beged. If we know it's dam nida vaday that came out of a woman, then the woman doesn't become tahora just because I'm vatal in the beged. The beged becomes tahora. This discussion is clearly about the beged. So whatever you hold in the machlokas rishonim, whether shiva sabmanim works the baila or doesn't work the baila, the discussion in the gemara was clearly primarily about taharos. It was about whether the beged's going to be tame or not. We happen to have a side discussion whether the shiva sabmanim helps to identify something as blood or not as blood, legave baila as well. Good, that's for the Rishonim to debate. But this is obviously a discussion about the beged itself. There is also machlokas Rishonim. Well, actually, before we even get to that, take a look at Tosus, a little Tosus. Alma b'kpeid tali milsa. Tosus, really, it's completely telling whether you're makbid on it. I have a great idea. Instead of doing shiva sammanim, there's a much easier way to be matar the beged. Just do a bitul chametz on it. You know, say it's nothing to me. It's kafra da'ara. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't. So no, do a bittul. Bittul works in other areas of halacha. Why can't it work over? We're saying that bittul works. So why can't you just be mivatul b'libo? It's tali and akvada. So the yesh lomer the bittul daito etzel kaladam mivatlenu below shiva sammanim. Now if you're mivatul it before even trying to remove it, that's not normal. Normally, if there's a stain, a person will try to remove the stain. If the stain doesn't get removed, then they'll make a judgment call. Is it still wearable? Yeah, it's okay. It's good enough. Fine. I don't care so much. And then I'll use it. But without even trying to wash something out, that's bittul daito etzel das kaladam. So then it would not become batal even if the person himself tries to be mevatel. There is a machlokes rishonim what Rabbi Abba means when he says midi b'kpeida talya milsa. Where he asks, what you think this is talya and k'peida? Rashi and the Ritva say that Rabbi Abba holds that al yidei shivasa manim, it's it's huvrar that it's not dam, that it's only a tseva. So he's asking, what does it help that you're makbir on it and you consider it dam once you know it's not dam? You use the shiva saman and then the stain is still there. So it isn't dam. I don't care that you're makbir on it. What, if I decide that that this table is a mace, now it has tumas mace? It's not a mace. It's a wooden table. It doesn't have any tum. You can't make up in your mind something, some tumah that doesn't exist. So that's where Rav Ashi answers, no. The shiva saman is not mevarer that it's not dam and that it must be a dai. Because dam nida vadai, well, the shiva samanim also works on. What do you mean? Dam nida stops being dam nida? I knew it's dam nida, and shiva samanim somehow is mitari. Now, why does it work? Because of bittul. Even if it is dam, the fact that you're mevatel, it means that it's dam that's no longer going to be able to be metame. So if you're also, when you're mavar shiva samanim, it's not that it makes it for sure that it's not dam. It's not that we are able to identify that it's definitely itseva. No, it might still be dam, but you're mevatel it. That's how Rashi understands. Tosus understands Rabbi Abba. The Rabbi Abba holds that since you were not, the stain was not removed originally, so it becomes bottled to the beged. And once the dam is bottled to the beged, why does it help that you're makbid on it to make a tameh again? Meaning, it was dam, I was mevatel it to the beged, so now it's bottled. Now the beged was mevatel the dam. So now that I'm makbid about it and I want to get it out, it's not going to be bottled. Why should my hakpada make something tameh again that was already tahar? Can it really go back and forth like that just in my brain and actually have an impact on the Tara status of a beged? But the problem with Tosfos Pshat in his understanding of Rabbi Abba is unclear what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara says, oh, Dam Nida, you see, it's Tali and Hakpada. Yeah, we understand that when you're Mevatel it, you're Mevatel it. But the Kasha wasn't about being Mevatel, it was about bringing back the Tumah when you're Makbid again. So it's a very difficult, the Achronim say they have a difficult time understanding Tosfos because it's not clear how the Hemshech of the Gemara will work according to Tosfos. Okay, weiter. Tanan also we have Mishnah. Charasin shenishabish ben zav shabalamashkin. Let's say you have a pottery that was used by a zav and had absorbed tamei liquids from the zav. Now, tamei liquids can come in different forms. Rashi says, classic example of charasin is a urinal. Avit shel meraglayim shel zav shel zava. Obviously, what type of liquid would that absorb? The mayanos azav, the meraglayim of a zav and a zava, urine of a zav and a zava, which would obviously be a very serious kind of tumah. Those are mayanos hazav. So let's say you have this piece of pottery that absorbed in its walls is these tamei mashkin. V'naf la'avir tanur, and that piece of pottery fell into the airspace of an oven. V'husak hatanur, in the oven was fired up. Hatanur tamei. The tanur becomes tamei shesof mashkalatzes, because that liquid is going to come out of the pottery by the heat of the oven. Amrei shlokish, so shlokish comments. Now we're going to have a key machlokish, reshlokish Rabbi Yochanan. So the whole rest of the daf is about this machlokes. Amrei shlokish l'shanu el mashkin kalim. That's only true, this chilik between whether the tanner was fired up or the tanner wasn't fired up, that only it's going to be a problem if it was fired up and not if it wasn't lit up, is only by mashkin kalim, by lighter types of tuma of tamei liquids, like the tears of a zav, the blood of his of a wound of a zav, or urine of a tamei mace, not of a zav, not mayonis of urine of a tamei mace, or of a tamei sheretz, mashkin kalim, aval mashkin chamurin, but the serious kind of tumah, the ava tumah of mayanos hazav, of the actual urine of hazav, let's say, tamei aval pishalohu sekatanur. That's going to make the whole thing tamei, even if the oven was not lit up, it was not fired up. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, echon mashkin kalin vech mashkin chamurin im husakatanur in ilolo. Says it doesn't make a difference if it's mashkin kalin, mashkin chamurin, it's only going to be metame if the oven was fired up. So Rabbi Yochanan is mekel. Rabbi Yochanan says that even mashkin chamurin, only when the oven is lit, is it going to be a problem? That are we going to start worrying about the fact that it's leaving the defunos of this piece of cheres? So the Gemara is going to have try to have three rayas, one way or the other. Who's right in this machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Raya number one: Eisir Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish as follows: Hit pilu vasal gab of taros vever loves him zayin samanim v'lo avar hares etzav of taros of taros. In our Mishnah we said that if you have this beggar that has a stain, you toveled it, you exposed it, taros, then you used the seven detergents, and the stain was not removed. It's a raya that it's just a stain, that it's just a coloring, and it's not blood, and therefore everything is tahar, and vein tzarech latpil, you don't have to be tovelet. So if you say that it's balua, that it can only come out al yidei chak, then it's going to be tahar. So that's why we're makel over here, because we have the right to assume that it's a dye. Because even if it's not a dye, it's batel anyway, because it's completely balua on the beged. It's not something that would be metame. So Rabbi Yochanan saying, you see that something that doesn't come out easily, even if it's tame, even if we know it's something that's actually tame, but if it doesn't come out easily, so then it could become batel to the beged. So to over here, the liquid becomes batel to the cheres if it doesn't come out easily. So how could you, Rish Lakish, say that the mashkin chamurin are going to be tame even without the oven being fired up? So Malay hanach l'ksam drabban. He says, nah, that's a cool and ksam, because ksam are only drabbanon. V'atani Rabbi Chiya damanida vade marvel zayin samanim vatov. But didn't we say that the zayin samanim works even when something's damanida vaday? So it's not just ksam midrabbanon. Amalei Rabbi lo shana Rabbi Chiya minalei. So he says Rabbi never taught that. So where would Rabbi Chiya get that from? Meaning you can't rely on Rabbi Chiya saying that zayin samanim works for damanida vaday, because we never had that in the Mishnayos. So just because Rabbi Chiya taught you that, you're going to trust him? Rabbi Chiya was a Talmud of Rabbi. If Rabbi believed that the Zayin Samanim worked for Damni Devadai, why didn't he ever tell us that? So says Tosfos, that would destroy all of Shas. If we take that sentence literally, that pretty much destroys all of Shas. Because what does the Gemara do? It takes the Mishnayos and then brings prices from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia that expand on the Mishnayos and that teach us different dinim that don't appear in the Mishnayos. So what are you going to... Where does Rabbi Chiya get this idea? Rabbi didn't say it on record. What do you mean? That's how all of Shas works. We should never be able to reject any Amora based on a Brisa that is Be Rabbi Chiya, Be Rabbi Oshia. Generally speaking, when we ask on Brisas that are Shvacha Brisas, the Gemara will say, now this Brisa wasn't taught by Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshia, so you can't ask Kash on it. The mashmos being, if it was taught by Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Oshia, then it's authoritative. Then it is a Brisa that you can ask a Kasha from. So very, very difficult over here. We're just flippantly rejecting Rabbi Chiya because Rabbi didn't say it in the Mishnah. So Tosfos is unbelievable. The Yeshlomer de Bekulu Ika Lemeimer Kadamer Ilfa Betaynis Ubeksubis Kol Damer Milsa De Be Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Oshia Velo Pashit Nalemi Masnisin. There is a famous story in Maseches Taynis Daf Chaf Aleph where there was a fellow Ilfa who is a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, but Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were walking once. The Gemara tells a Maisa. They decided it was time to leave yeshiva and go out and earn a panasa. And Rabbi Yochanan heard a bas call that he better get back to yeshiva. And Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, did you hear anything? Ilfa said, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan said, and it was more than that. It was a pretty intense bas call. If you don't go back to yeshiva, they were saying there was a conversation with Malachim. It wasn't a bas call, it was a conversation with Malachim. These guys should be killed. They're leaving yeshiva. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you hear something? Ilfa says, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, I'll see you later. I'm going back. And Rabbi Yochanan went back and Ilfa went out into business. So for the rest of his life, everyone looked at Ilfa and he was Chavrus with Rabbi Yochanan. So look what you could have been. You could have been Rabbi Yochanan. So Ilfa was very sensitive to this because he was Talmud Chacham in his own right. So Ilfa climbed up to the top of the mast of a sailboat and said, if anyone could bring me a single brisa from Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia that I can't connect to a Mishnah and I can't show you where it's sourced in a Mishnah, I'll jump right now. I'll jump off the top of the mast of the sailboat. And people, instead of bringing a psychologist or a ladder or something, they said, oh yeah, what about this Brisa? What are they? Started challenging him. But Ilfa's point was that every good Brisa of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia, you could connect back to something Rabbi said in the Mishnah. There's some way it's alluded to, it's hinted to in the Mishnah. Rabbi was just very clever in hiding these things in the Mishnayos, but he can always find a source for it in the Mishnah. So that's what our Gemara is saying. This statement of Rabbi Chiya isn't based on anything Rabbi ever said in the Mishnah. So that's when it's not going to be authoritative. But all the other Brisa of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia are going to be authoritative. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Mavola, Emes Liakov, on Chumash says that same relationship between Mishnayos and Brisas is the same relationship between Torah and Nach. That everything in Nach, that's where the Gemara says that Lasa Lavo, we're not going to have all the Svarim are going to be batel except for Chamisha Chumshi Torah and Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua just so we can know where everyone belongs in Eretz Yisrael. But why? What's going to be with all the stories and all the Musar and everything? All of it could somehow be found in Chamisha Chumshi Torah. We just don't know how to find it. So that's the same relationship that we have between Brisas and Mishnayos. He uses that as a mashal for that relationship. Okay.
Says the Gemara now, second raya. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan again tries to disprove Reish Lakish. Revius dam shenivla bebayis habayis tamei. If you have a revius of blood that it's absorbed somewhere in the house is going to be tamei. Va'amrila habayis tahar. Some say the bayis is tahar. V'lo pligi, it's actually not a machlokas whether the bayis is tamei or not. Habikelim debekar or habikelim debasof. It depends when the kelim were in the bayis. If the kelim were in the bayis before the dam became absorbed, when the dam was still exposed out in the house, so then the whole house is going to become tamei. But if the kelim only came into the house after the dam was already absorbed into the ground, so there was no dam there, so then everything's going to be tahar. Nivla b'ksus, if it's absorbed in a garment, imis chabesas v'yotzi mena revias dam tameya. If you're able to draw out the revias dam through washing it, you're able to draw out a full revias dam from the clothing, then it's going to be tamei. V'im lav tahara. But even though there's a revias dam in there, but you're unable to draw it out al yedei cleaning it, so then it's going to be tahara. So what do you see from there? Even though there's a revias dam in there, since it's balua and it's not able to be drawn out unless it's with great force and great pressure al yedei chak, so it's going to be considered to be tahara. So isn't this a kash on you, Reish Lakish, that you say that that if the oven is fired up, even without the oven being fired up, it's going to be tamei? No, this is stuff that cannot be drawn out without great force, and therefore it should be tahara. Some ravkana mikuli reviyo shanukan shiny dam tvusa drabanan. This is a special kula of a reviyas dam because we're not talking about dam d'oraisa. We're talking about dam tvusa midrabanan. What is dam tvusa? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara later on, Ezu dam tvusa, haruk sheyatzim men revias dam b'chayav ubimoso. Someone was murdered, revias dam came out of him sometime between life and death. So we don't know whether rov of it came out mechayim or whether rov came out lachar misa. So we don't know what the status of this dam is. Is it dam magafasa, which is not going to be metame, or is it dam in ames, or revias dam in ames, which is metame? So that's dam tvusa. That were only machmir midrabanan. But midaraisa, you know, that were only makel midrabanan, but we certainly to be much more machmir if we had a din midar raisa. Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish turns the table, says, "I'll disprove you, Rabbi Yochanan. Kala b'luah she'ni yachalot seis tahar. Anything that's absorbed that cannot be drawn out is tahar. Hayachalot seis tamei. Sounds like if it can be drawn out, it's going to be tamei. V'yafal gavdalo nafik, even though it wasn't actually drawn out. So don't you see the same over here by this piece of pottery that's absorbed with meiraglayim of a zav? Even if the oven's not fired up and you're not drawing out the liquid, it should still be tamei. Some Rav Papa's says like this. No." If we're dealing with something that cannot be drawn out, and you're not makbid on it being there in the first place, so then it's definitely going to be tahar. If you have the exact opposite, something that can be drawn out, and you're makbid on it being there, that everyone would agree that it's tamei. You don't need to fire up the oven. If it could easily be removed from the cheres, and you're makbid on it being there, everyone would agree it's tamei. Keep ligi, the yachalates lo hikbid alav. The case where they argue about is where it could be drawn out, but you're not makbid on it being there. Mar savar, kibin the yachalates avagav lo hikbid alav. So one shita would hold, if it's able to be drawn out, even though you're not makbid on it, it's enough to be metame. That's Reish Lakish, that it's enough to be metame. Even if the oven isn't fired up, it would be tame. Umar savar, and the other shita would hold, avagav the yachalates, even though it's able to be drawn out, im hikbid alav in. Ilolo, that it's all going to be—it's all going to depend on whether you're makbid about it or whether you're not makbid about it. So we have another minute. Just mention this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tosfos Rid explains that the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a din of. The din of Tuma Balua, is that din dafka by Bali Chayim or even by Kalim? This din, that Tuma Balua, we know that Tuma Balua in a person, let's say you have Tuma stuck inside of your, a Davar Tame stuck inside of your body, that's in your stomach or something, or in your intestines, so that would be called Tuma Balua, would not be able to Matame that which is outside. So does it apply by Kalim as well? Reish Lakish holds that this din of Tuma Balua, it's not Matame, is only by Bali Chayim, that we don't have such a din by Kalim. That's what it says in the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Tarnagol Shabalas Asheretz V'Nafal Aviratanur Tahar, that a Tarnagol swallows a Sheretz and then the Tarnagol goes into the Aviratanur, so the Tanur is going to be Tahar V'Meis Tamei. The Tarnagol dies, then it will be Tamei. So it sounds that the Tarnagol is alive, it's Tuma Balua and it's not able to be Tamei. As soon as the Tarnagol dies, it's not a balchai, and therefore tumah b'lua, we forget about tumah b'lua. Tumah b'lua is only a din in balei chayim. But Rabbi Yochanan holds even by kelim we have such a din of tumah b'lua. The problem with this analysis of the Tosfos Rid is understanding the shita's Rambam, because the Rambam says that din tumah b'lua is only by balei chayim and not by kelim, and yet the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's the svara for the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, so then you run into trouble with the shita's Rambam. Okay, we'll pick up from the top of the Amud tomorrow.